First of all, I wanted to talk a little bit, just give you an overview of kind of some of the takeaways on the topic of equitable relief before you go running for the door. What has been happening in the last several years is seeing that equitable relief is starting to offer and has been some potential for some really big recoveries. They are looking at it in some instances, litigants, as the punitive damages of the future. Kind of, it's because what it's providing is some burden shifting from what the traditional burdens are, and we'll talk about what that looks like and when those arise. And you have a different standard of review on appeal when you're looking at it. The paper, what you'll notice in the paper is that it was intended to be kind of a nuts and bolts from the petition through the trial through the appeal stage starting point, because what also a lot of practitioners see when they go into the trial courts is some confusion on the roles of the trial court versus the role of a jury when it comes to equitable relief. So we'll talk about a little bit of that here, but the paper is also going to give some more specifics on that.
Okay, so I'll be honest with you. Just talking about equitable relief in the abstract is kind of boring. So we thought we'd spice it up a little bit with kind of a corny hypothetical about this guy, Andy Attorney. And we picked an attorney because we thought it might be near and dear to your heart. But the truth of the matter is, you know, you could, with this topic, equitable relief, you could talk about it in terms of probate court, probate litigation, oil and gas litigation, employment litigation, business competition litigation, anything of the sort. So as we go through this, I mean, you can almost project all these other types of hypotheticals into this. But as we go through this, you'll see how it maybe illustrates and puts some life to some of these equitable remedies.